Monk and Legislator Parity will most likely not be on tonight. So can I get a motion for approval of the minutes of the April 13th and April 20th regular meetings?
I'll move it.
Second. Legislator Walters, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Resolutions. Resolutions 198, 199, and 200 are pretty similar. Can I have somebody motion for a block?
Yeah, I'll motion to block those.
Second.
Second.
Legislator Walter, okay. Any discussion? Legislator Bartels?
Thank you. So, we spoke to the sheriff briefly in the committee chairs meeting, and I've long understood and believe that there is a difference in terms of what we're trying to achieve with our school resource officers, and the fact, and I respect the fact that our school districts, the ones before us, are the ones requesting them, and that the sheriff in particular is really working to create a different environment and a different relationship between the officers and the students, and to start that relationship young. That said, I've been on record with this before. I really do struggle with this. I struggle with weapons in schools. You know, I've been attempting in the time since this was submitted to do some research, you know, and I actually found an article in the New York Times that I could quote from that speaks to the fact that really the emergence of school resource officers in schools nationwide started in the 90s. And that's, you know, that there's not really been a well-established study linking their presence to a reduction in gun violence. And as a parent, I have concerns about the gun just being in the school. My child does not go to a school with a school resource officer, but I'm giving this long-winded explanation to say that I just have long struggled with this, and I'm going to be a no tonight, but I'm not going to stop doing my work and my research even in this next coming week. And I'll probably see the sheriff's just joined us, but I'll probably reach out to the sheriff to talk to him personally. And again, I want to acknowledge the work that he and his office and his officers are doing. And just to state that, again, I really, this is something that I have a personal struggle with, and I'm not going to be able to support it tonight, but we'll see where I am next week.
Thank you. Legislator Walter?
Thank you. So you may have seen that I did oppose this in law enforcement public safety. I'm not going to repeat, but I do agree with a lot that Legislator Bartel said. I'd add that I'm totally supportive of creating a stronger, healthier environment between law enforcement and our youth. And I would love to see programs and activities, and I'd love to pay for programs and activities that really have law enforcement engaged with youth, especially at-risk youth, YMCA, YWCA, Boys and Girls Club. I think that would all be terrific. I have no issue with that. My children did go to one of these schools that have, or still do go to one of these schools with the SRO. I don't feel that there's any, I'll say more probably on the floor, but as I said in law enforcement, I don't feel that they are truly a part of public safety needs in what the reality of the public safety needs are. And they do send a message to the youth as what started in the 90s, that our response to school shootings was not to improve our mental health services for kids at risk, but to instead turn many of our schools into places where it seemed like the children were the ones at risk or the ones we're worried about. So I will be a no also.
Okay. Legislator Archer.
Yes, through the chair to the sheriff, thank you for joining, but did I hear correctly that the Kingston SRO has been pulled?
I am not. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for having me. I am not aware of the city of Kingston. I'm strictly talking about the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Monteora and BOCES. Mm. And So I'm not sure about the city of Kingston. I will say, if I may, Chair, Mr. Chair, the only way that law enforcement and our youth can get together is to see them at a younger age. And the SRO program that we have in place is absolutely amazing. This is paid by the local school districts, not by us here at the county. They are requested, they get interviewed, and they are selected by the parents, by the school board. And the SROs that we have are a different type of SRO, like I stated in my earlier comment. And yes, there are dangers of schools that we've all seen in other areas in the past with school shootings. And yet I'm hopeful that that would never ever happen here, but we're in the what if business. And I believe, and I can go back to my story of going into Dunkin' Donuts where a mother said, you better behave or I'm gonna tell the trooper. You know, instead I turned around and bought a donut for the kid because I'm not a bad guy. And we need to humanize the office of sheriff and those in uniform. I would ask those in positions of authority to ask the people in these specific schools that we're talking about, to ask them what their decisions are as they pay taxes for those schools and ask them how they feel about their SROs, because I have. And thank you for giving me a moment.
You're welcome. Any other discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So it's like two of us. All right, carried. Thank you. Resolution 201, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute an agreement with the Department of Homeland Security FEMA for port security grant. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Walter, second. Legislator Bartels, any discussion? I do have a question on it. It says in the resolution that the submission deadline is the 14th. How do we accomplish that if we can't formally approve this until the meeting?
I was, so this particular grant is for the upgrading of our radio systems for the boat, to include the new boat that we have with the, and this is coming from the Port Authority and the United States Coast Guard. It is also to purchase some drones, which our drones are outdated. And the drones are used for the North Atlantic, the North Hudson, excuse me. I'm thinking about my place in Maine, but the North Hudson task force. And the drones are used to locate ice in choke points in the Hudson River. The Hudson River is a major commercial highway for a lot of things that go up and down for the purposes of home heating, or you know, many products that go up the Hudson, to include the close to 42 nautical miles that we have on the Hudson River. Our partnership with the United States Coast Guard is extremely important. I just went down to their change of command, their new captain of the port, and their say is usually the most important when it comes to this port security grant. Even though we kind of submitted it a little late, I was hoping that the legislature would allow us and give us the permission to put in for this grant.
Thank you. That's just my question, I guess, really is more of, it says that the deadline is the 14th, but we wouldn't actually formally approve this until the 18th. It was more of a procedural question, I guess. And if there's no answer tonight, that's fine. But I didn't know how this works. Chair Donaldson?
Does that mean you, Sheriff, does that mean you can, you just put it in already and we're just going to approve it sort of after the fact, but that's okay if it's a deadline issue?
It was a deadline issue, and we had submitted it and pushed it into the for a resolution to get permission to apply for it. But of course, if the legislature says no, then it's a no. We would just tell them if they ever approved it that we can't do it because the legislature denied it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 203, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget to adjust the annual salary of the opioid use disorder system specialist. The Ulster County Sheriff's Department has presented before you. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Chair Donaldson, second. Legislator Bartels, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 203, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget to adjust the annual salary of the system warden. Kind of motion?
I'll move it.
Second? Legislator Walter?
Oh, that's 204.
You have discussion, Legislator Walter?
No, I was just clarifying, it's 204.
204, yes.
Okay, I thought I heard 203. Sorry. No.
Is there a discussion? I'm sorry, besides Legislator Walter. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay. 205, approving the execution of a contract amendment of $8,640, causing the aggregate to be over $50,000 for Touch Legal Inc.
I'll move it.
Second. Legislator Mayo, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Paying a motion to block 206, 208, and 209.
For the block.
Mayo, second. Chair Donaldson, discussion? Legislator Archer? No discussion? Legislator Walter?
Well, are we voting to block it first? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of those in favor of the block? On the block. Legislator Walter.
So I also talked about this in law enforcement public safety. I'm just hopeful, and I'm going to vote in favor of this, but that going forward, all of these efforts to improve heating, cooling, all this, that we really are taking a serious look at what we can do to really green our buildings. And again, I'm not going to vote against this, but I think it's time we start, and I hope that any subsequent movement of improvements to the law enforcement building really do have some innovative greening.
Any other discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution 210, establishing capital project number 569, purchase of fleet vehicles, Department of Public Works, have a motion?
I'll move it.
Chair Donaldson, second. Legislator Mayo, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Can I have a motion to block 212, 214, and 215?
Motion.
Chair Donaldson, second. Legislator Bartels, on the block. In favor? Opposed? All right. On the resolutions. Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Legislator Archer, you're opposed? No. Okay. So carried.
In favor.
Thank you. Little delayed. 216, amended capital project number 550, fairgrounds improvement. Can I have a motion?
I'm
Mayo, second. Chair Donaldson, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 218, approving an increase in funding for design and construction of campus-wide HVAC related to.
Move it.
Second. Mayo, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 221, rescinding resolution number 175 of 2021. Have a motion. Legislator Mayo, second. Chair Donaldson, discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 222, rescinding resolution 176 of 2021. Motion. Legislator Mayo,
move it.
Chair Donaldson, discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 223, establishing capital project 587, technology upgrades. Motion.
I'll move it.
Chair Donaldson, second. Mayo, any discussion? Discussion, Legislator Walter.
Thanks. Is this the law enforcement computers?
Sorry, I'm trying to get down there. I believe it is.
So we had asked at the chair's meeting just for clarification because we had just approved what we thought were all of the computer needs, and just to, you were going to check on
We haven't brought this. It was just the discussion seemed familiar because it was raised around the Ways and Means.
Right, right. Thank you. My memory is this long.
Any other discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So moved. 225, Steppland Capital Improvement Project. Second. Mayo, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So moved. 227, then the Capital Improvement Project 568, the electric bus charging station.
Motion.
Second. Mr. Archer, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Okay. 230. Actually, can we go back for a second? This is something I was going to discuss at our next meeting on Thursday, but you know, this is maybe a good time to bring this up. I know we weren't putting in the supercharging station because of the cost. Perhaps we want to consider that now we have the infrastructure money. So if I could ask the deputy executives to think about that between now and Thursday's meeting, possibly looking at upgrading the charging station to, if it's possible, just if you can keep that in mind. Thank you. All right, 230, authorizing the chair legislature to intermunicipal agreement for the town of New Paltz for administration of
Moxon.
Motion, second. Mayo, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 231, approving the execution of a contract for $210,254. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second, Chair Legislator Haynes. Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 232, approving contract for execution of $185,000. Can I have a motion?
Which?
Second, Mayo. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 233, approving the execution of contract agreement for $25,161. Have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second, Mayo. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 234, approving execution contract agreement for $8,080. We have a motion.
I'll move it.
Second, Mayo. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 235, approving execution of a contract amendment for $12,120. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second, Mr. Bartels. Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? 236, authorizing the conveyance of county-owned properties to original owners. Motion, Legislative Bartels.
Move it.
Second, Chair, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? I'm going to recuse myself from this vote. Thank you. 237, 238, No, 237, approving the execution of an agreement for amendment for $55,200. Have a motion? Second? Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Can I have a motion to postpone 238, 239, and 240 to next week's meeting? Legislator
Haynes, I'll make that motion.
Legislator Archer? Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Legislator Bartels.
Sorry, I didn't realize it went by so fast. Can I ask 240, where are we at with that? I realize we're postponing, but since it's on the agenda, like what, weren't we waiting on information from the executive's office? I feel like we've been waiting for months.
Legislator Parity called me first and said he wasn't able to attend tonight. So he said it was okay for him if we postponed it. And Legislator Rohn had reached out and asked if we could postpone it. So I told him to make sure that we did.
That's fine. But I'm just wondering, where's the information from the executive's office? Because it was the executive's office that originally asked to hold it up. Something about assigning a dollar figure to the cost. So
we received it.
Maybe through you to Deputy Executive Milgram, where can we see the financials on it? because again, now we're talking 2 months since we held it. I understand we're holding it today because Legislator Parity's not here and Legislator Ronk asked, but I just would like to know where we're at with getting that information.
We did receive that information. I think it was forwarded to everybody last month. I think we got that just before the second meeting of Ways and Means.
Specific financials? I don't remember seeing specific financial analyses of what this was going to cost.
It was over $1 million. One of the deputies can help, but it was 1.2, the number that stands in my head. Deputy Zed Milgram?
Through the chair to Legislator Bartels. The figures were obtained through a survey of some of the larger contracts we have with companies through some not-for-profits and some for-profits through DSS and DPW. We didn't do every single contract. We wanted to get an idea, but just from kind of a smart review of the contracts, we determined DPW. I think we looked at 6 different companies that we do business with. There was a kind of a de minimis amount of about $25,000 of an impact. The biggest impact came from Michael Berg, who indicated this would be a $775,000 impact on contracts with the county. This is an annualized basis for family of Woodstock services. That would include, raising some wages of people making under 15 an hour, as well as costs that they would end up passing along of other increased wages to make up for the lower wages coming up to 15. There were also the other large hit was the YWCA of, I believe, about $150,000. There was a $27,000 hit from Gateway Community Industries. That was the Meals for the Elderly program. So that's based off of the CEOs or executive staff of each of those entities. But ultimately, through that survey, from the biggest contracts, it would end up being about $1 million annualized.
Can I ask a follow-on question?
Sure.
So again, did using Michael Berg as an example, since that's the largest number, the 775, did he provide a breakout? Because I mean, I just find this so difficult to grasp, given that that would mean that potentially a majority of his employees are making minimum wage, which right now I believe is $12.50. So the difference between minimum wage and 15, if you were to run that, you're talking about, thousands of hours, thousands of work hours at minimum wage. I mean, what percentage of his workforce is paid minimum wage?
Go ahead, Deputy Secretary.
Respectfully, it's according to Michael Berg, it's not just the raising of those making from $12.50 to $15. It's also across the board, their supervisors, their peers. He said, this is based on the CEO of the company, that the contracts the county would pay annualized would be $775 based on the increases of salaries. Not just the ones from $12.50 or $13 to $15, but every other increase that he believes he would have to incur to make up for that cost. So he didn't give a specific breakdown on individuals or a kind of a macro look. It was the workup he did based on our request. What would this cost the county?
Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. So I'm thinking that probably this, I appreciate that you sent something over and I will look for it. It was probably the week that I was unavailable. So I must have missed it in my inbox. But this does kind of beg a bigger question of really understanding what our subcontractors are paying. I mean, it seems to me, I would really want to understand these numbers better. I would want to understand how many employees are making between minimum wage and $15 an hour in order to understand. Because again, running the numbers on how many thousands of hours that is at a maximum of $2.50 differential, if then you're talking about providing increases in salary all the way up to the top, to supervisory levels. It just, it's the number, I'd want to see the supports of all these numbers. And I think it's probably important that we understand this, how many of our contractors and or their subcontractors are paying, you know, well below living wages for work.
Legislator Wolf, you had your hand up before, you still.
Thank you. I'm pretty much the same concern. I mean, the feeling of, is it that bad? Are so many people just not getting, $15 isn't even living wage. I mean, it's below living wage. So that's one thing I'm taken aback by, is it really so many people? But also I think that idea of, you know, I think of a capital project. I think if they're going to up the amount by $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, I would really want to make sure we see that's substantiated, rather than using this, should it pass, as just a means to get more money from us without really supporting that. I mean, I think that my belief is that the legislative parity's intent was that we should only be doing business with companies and organizations that pay a reasonable wage. And so not so much that we should then be pushing more money on them. So, you know, but that's been their philosophy in the first place. So I would definitely want to see it broken down to any existing organization that's asking for more as a result of this.
All right. Well, this is postponed until next week, so I guess in the meantime, if you have questions directly, reach out to the deputy execs. You know, see if there's specifics, I think maybe try to get that to you by next week. And the last thing was in this sort of new business, under the new policy, the legislative programs is looking for their allotment. Legislator Gronk had also asked if I postpone this, so we'll bring this up actually on Thursday to discuss this as well. But is there any other thing we have to discuss, new business? All right. Did I get any old business? Any motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Legislator Bartels, all those in favor? Opposed? All right. See you all later. Thank you.
Everyone.